Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah.
Welcome to You Can Sip with Us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
And this is going to be a little bit of a fly by the seat of our pants episode.
I'm holding
on to pants and flying in the air because we're supposed to have a guest today that did a big no-show.
Yeah.
A no-showed. So we showed. We always show.
We showed. Do you know what I was thinking, actually?
Yeah.
I think we should get a little credit for that.
What?
Recently, I was thinking we have shown up every single week with the exception of batch working where we – but there has not been a single week that we have not released a brand new episode. We still
have been 1 week.
When?
There was one. We took 1 week vacation like 2 years ago. I remember
because that didn't was a release big anything? Deal.
No, we released we re-released one episode, but we did an intro that we're like, we never do this, but we're taking, it was like when you were on one of the big trips and I was on a big trip and it was just like, let's take 1 week where we just don't. But
so
it was like
going,
a big deal. So that, but the, otherwise.
This, okay, that's my big grand. No, but even
no,
still,
but
that's
it
still
is,
impressive.
It's still.
I see
yeah.
a lot of people starting podcasts. And then like I was following someone recently. I've been following this person and she started a podcast. And then someone answered a question like, when's the next episode? And she's like, sorry, we were really busy, but we'll be back to regular scheduling soon. And I was thinking, that's the tempting thing to do. But I am proud of us for never really doing that. We started this podcast in 2018, November 2018. So to take one time, and we show up twice a week. We record twice a week.
Yeah.
Go us.
Go
we
us.
Show up.
I mean,
man.
I literally was waiting. We were waiting for the guest. I was had my
you
pumps in.
You had your boobs
because this
being
is
sucked.
The commitment.
Yeah,
you know, and you've shown up to the pot 100 times, pumping or whatever. Baby's crying,
right.
Like
right. Or we're on vacation. Like next week, we'll I'll be recording from my annual, you know, conference or whatever. We record on location. We record from around the world if we need to, or we plan ahead. We are professionals.
Oh yeah.
Very professional.
So professional that we don't have a backup plan for today, but we do have. If
right.
this is falls perfectly because it's Two Sips Tuesday, regardless. Yeah. And Chad, we're gonna do listener emails, voicemails, Two Sips. We're gonna putz around in the inbox, and that is always a grand slam.
Yeah. Because
you
our
know?
Listeners never let us down.
No.
Through.
And our advice is always terrible and entertaining. And so
and our advice is always unqualified.
Yeah. So you guys, it's going to be I'm coming back around to, you're in for a real treat. This is a slam dunk situation.
This is a fly by the seat of our pants home run is what this is.
We were going to talk to someone who runs a brewing company. And we still might. There's probably some good reason. There's a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, hey, bring, and I won't mention the brewery until we can really hype it up with
I will,
the guest
because
I'm excited about the guest. So you guys are in for a slam dunk, and I have a hangover topic from.
Wait, are we going to talk about what we're sipping on?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So guys, there was an audio crash and then we came back and I thought I knew right where we left off and I didn't. But here we are.
Okay, so what are you sipping? You had a little Starby.
Yeah, I have a Starby. I did a caramel macchiato without the sweetener, like without vanilla. I just did. It's basically I didn't need to order a caramel macchiato then, huh? But it's just an iced latte essentially with a little caramel drizzle. And then I also brought a beer because we were going to talk to a brewery master and I'm still going to drink that beer.
Right. I am drinking that beer.
Yeah.
I am drinking a hazy IPA and then I'm going to back it up into a blonde. You got the hazy. Do you like IPA? Too.
You know, I don't know if I'm like a IPA gal.
Yeah.
But I'm not an IPA gal. I don't
beer is very out, good for your milk supply, Colleen.
Today, it seemed like this one chose me. I looked through the selection and I thought, there she is.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I'm dying to see what you think. Because IPAs took me years to grow accustomed to.
It was good.
You like it?
I do like it, yeah.
Great news. Yeah, I brought a backup just in case.
Yeah, they're strong. You know, they pack a punch.
Well, a hazy IPA is very strong.
Yeah.
It's like 7% or something. Anyway, so hopefully we'll get her back on. But if not...
Thanks for the beer.
I still think that this beer, the reason that we were going to get her on was because I posted a video or something. I don't know. I post pictures, something, I don't know, where I was drinking one of these and she reached out. And so I already liked this beer. It's the best gluten-free beer that I've ever found by far, hands down, easy peas. Okay. So we're doing listener voicemail or listener emails. Hangover.
I got a hangover. Listen, if you're not over on Patreon, you're making the biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah, you're minced meat.
Okay. We're here on Tuesdays, but then on Fridays we hang out over on Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. We spill all the beans there about everything, okay?
Literally.
But on Friday last week, we got into this conversation around which like triple threat or double threat, like what Hollywood players can you – watch in a movie and like be like, yes, that person's really good in a movie, and then also like hear them on the radio and say like, yes, they're also I can buy them multiple places and believe them.
It started because we were talking about J-Lo and her X Factor and how she can nail it, and then we started going down the rabbit hole.
Yes.
Being like, who else can do this?
Who else
can do this? We decided
even
Taylor's not capable of it.
Oh no. But like Jamie Foxx was a yes.
Jamie Foxx, Childish Gambino, whatever. What's that guy's name?
Donald
He's
Glover.
He's a yes. Donald Glover is a yes.
So I got a text message from a friend who listens to the pod.
Uh-huh.
And she said hangover topic, more doubles and triples. Mandy Moore and Vanessa Hudgens discuss. She said, I loved This Is Us and kept shouting Mandy Moore in my car, but you didn't hear me. And yes. I get that from a lot of friends that they're like, I'm talking back to you guys. I'm part of the conversation, but for some reason you're not letting me talk.
Right.
You know?
Right. Oh, because there's a bunch of Ashleys involved. Ashleys don't let anybody else talk.
Yeah. So what do we think of Mandy Moore and Vanessa Hudgens in believability of double or triple threat situation?
I would say yes. Mandy Moore actually has transferred more into the actor realm than singer realm, even though she can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so if she put another album out, totally, I'd be like, yeah, that's what she started as. I get it.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Great call, friend.
Mandy Moore, she's famous. She's very famous.
Well, because of This Is Us now.
Yeah. This Is Us is
like
big.
She was not as much famous recently until that.
Yeah. And I'm not a This Is Us gal.
Same.
So in some ways, I was just about to say – and thankfully, Casey said This Is Us. But I read the text. We talked about it. And I still forgot. Like, what has she done lately? Like, I don't.
Oh.
You know, like, she's not super relevant in my life.
Tell me one thing she's been in lately.
Major freaking.
Right. I think she was nominated for, like, best actress.
Oh, yeah. She's been, like, red carpet. She's been very much present. But, like, I don't think about her often.
No.
So, in a way, I want her to do, like, something Oscar worthy or a real big like music comeback, you know?
Her music never that great though.
Yeah, no edge.
Like it was fine.
Cotton candy.
It was cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fluffy Duffy.
It was a little bit like it's similar to Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Actually, that's another one who's acted and sang, but I don't think she belongs on the screen. She belongs in my ears.
Yeah.
Not on the screen.
She did, what was the one with the short shorts and she was like very teeny tiny?
Daisy Dukes. Yeah.
And that seemed to me like fine because that we're not supposed to take that seriously. You know
right.
what
right.
I mean? So
yes.
It's like, fine, yeah. I don't take you seriously anyway. I mean, I don't take that. It was like, it was good for her, good opportunity. Entertainment. That was entertainment. She's an entertainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even like her music.
I don't either. I don't like her voice. But her book, I like her. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens is a, I'm going to have a hard pass on that. And I'm not sure why. I feel about Vanessa Hudgens the way I feel about Ariana Grande. I have absolutely no reason to not like her. And yet I don't.
Yep.
She just kind of bugs.
Vanessa Hudgens, when I think her, her PR people, her agents have some work to do because when I think of her, I think Coachella. I just think someone who's partying it up with a lot
Coachella.
Of Coachella. The music Coachella. Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you said cella.
I think about a cello.
I think about, she's been in so many orchestras that I just can't get it out of my head.
I think about fringe vests over tank tops with...
Yeah, that's true. I also think about Zac Efron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is just like a teeny boppy. It's like JTT, you know? You know JTT?
Yeah,
Jonathan
yeah.
Taylor Thomas?
He was like my first in my room as a girl. That was like the poster on my wall was JTT.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the era. Even though he was pre-Vanessa Hudgens, that's the era that's like the category I have her in. Is like, oh, you're a cute little teeny bopper.
Yeah. My friend wrote, Vanessa's more of a Hallmark movie level actress.
Well, that explains it.
And that's exactly the thing. And that's
exactly the thing.
That's accurate.
We don't call that necessarily a double or a triple threat.
No.
Someone also said, I saw a message that said, I'm screaming in my car right now. They sent it to our Instagram, which I never checked, but I was randomly in there today.
Okay.
And they said Harry Styles. They said Harry Styles.
Oh, that's... That's complicated for me. Good. That's okay. complicated for me because I've never seen a Harry Styles movie, so I can't say I've had like a reaction to it in a negative way. But he's so mega on the music scene, I do think I have a hard time with it.
I don't follow Harry Styles enough that if he were in a mega movie, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's Harry Styles.
You wouldn't know.
I don't like, you know, like I don't – I'm not like identified with him or I feel like I know he has been around for a long time, but he feels like he's sort of newer or something to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It feels like in the last couple of years, he's really blown up and become major. So he's like, I don't know. I don't have like, I just feel like, sure, I could put him in a movie. I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't like, but you're listening to his music all the time.
Yeah.
You're up on these things. Yeah. Everything that everyone, do you notice everyone we've talked about are like past sort of music? Because I don't listen to music these days, ever.
You know, it's like they're either too big in one area, music or acting, that when they do the crossover, I can't get there in the other avenue. Or they're too, they don't take like their Vanessa Hudgens level. Or I don't take him seriously.
Like too irrelevant?
Right. Where I think the magic about like the J-Lo is she started off kind of doing both.
Yes.
This one, that one, this one, that one. And she grew each of them at the same level versus getting too big, too powerful in one and then trying to jump to an, you see? See what I mean?
Totally.
Vanessa Hudgens, there's a lot of hope for you because she could still, she could still build up. Where Harry's too, he'd have
Does she have the X factor? Vanessa Hudgens doesn't have
No. You're right. So maybe the move, if someone wants to really make it in acting, like Taylor's got to drop some terrible music, make us fall out of love.
Ship sailed.
Yes. New ship.
Yeah. New ship. Jump ship.
Jumping ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I thought I had another hangover, but can't think of it. So.
Okay. I swear, when we were in Long Beach last weekend for the 4th of July, we did a little wine tasting party.
Yeah.
And we had some parameters set for us.
Mm.
And I went and I was just standing there in the wine aisle like, I don't know what to get. what's going to be good? Am I going to ruin it for everyone if I pick one of these things out? And I thought, you know what I need is I need First Leaf. This is exactly what this is what they specialize in. First Leaf does the hard work for us. They make it simple to discover new wines that you'll love without the hit or miss factor involved, because First Leaf samples over 10,000 wines a year from around the world and selects only the finest bottles. They then take the time to learn what you like and what you don't, and then they'll send you world-class wines tailored to your taste. Literally, they pick them for you because you go online, you take a quiz, say, these are the kinds of foods I like, this is the flavors I don't, do I like red, white, rosé, bubble, whatever, and then they'll give you your curated box, here's the selections we've picked, and if you want to do a little swap-a-rooski, you can. If they send you a bottle and you're not happy with a wine that you receive, they will credit you for another. Like, it just doesn't get simpler than that. It's so easy. It takes all the guesswork out of wine. And by the way, every time, like, you can continue to rate the wine, so your boxes will get more curated to you. And I have yet to send a bottle back.
Sign up today and you'll get your first 6 bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/sip. That's tryfirstleaf.com/sip to get your first 6 bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. Tryfirstleaf.com/sip. Oh, the hangover that I was like, I can't think of it. So onward. Well, I just went to our inbox and it's literally it's staring me in the face, but we'll just talk about it now. So okay, great. This is a follow-up on the family affair. So recap.
Oh, I love it, because it's like, it's a family affair, but it's also a family affair.
Yes. So
stepping out.
Where did we leave things off? Do you want to give a quick recap?
The mom ended up telling, I think the mom told the brother, right? Is this the case where
family business.
The wife filed for divorce, or the wife threatened divorce.
Yeah.
Then the two brothers own a business together or whatever. They're in business with their family, with their, you know, mom and stuff. And the sister-in-law who wrote into us with the brother did some digging, found out that she's been like messaging the boss, or messaging somebody.
A number.
A number.
Yeah.
And turns out this is a guy and he's also married, and they've been sleuthing around. So I think the mom told the son something.
Yeah.
But I don't know what. I can't fully remember. Do you fully remember?
Okay.
Where we left off? I know that she said she threatened she was going to leave again, but it still hadn't happened yet.
The mother-in-law mentioned to the sister-in-law that she noticed on the cell phone bill.
Okay.
Yeah. She went direct to the sister-in-law. Yes. The mother-in-law said she noticed on the cell phone bill that she made multiple phone calls to a stranger every day for long periods of time. My sister-in-law told her that it was her boss, but we know that is a lie, given the calls taking place on nights and weekends while she was not at work. And the phone calls stopped after that, and the text messages continued.
Yes.
And the brother-in-law and her sister-in-law are definitely, like, the sister-in-law threatened to leave, but they're definitely, things are rocky. There's kids involved.
Yes.
Okay. So here's part 3. Whew. You ready?
I'm so ready.
Since last writing in, my brother-in-law asked me to plan a surprise 40th birthday party for my sister-in-law in July.
Wow.
It has been a struggle, to say the least. He still does not know our suspicions of her cheating. I told my husband I was saving an invitation and going to mail it to the possible lover, but I don't know that I have the balls to do it. I think her texting buddy is truly irrelevant at this point, and telling my brother-in-law will only make things worse. I am trying to make the party nice for her and something that she will really enjoy, but it's hard. Since all this went down, I've been keeping my distance from her. I want to call her out on all this, but I'm afraid it will only make it worse, so I say nothing. Last week, my brother-in-law stopped me and begged me to make an effort with her because she told him that she texts me and I don't respond. I am a busy mama too, and if I don't respond as soon as I get a text, it's not going to be answered. She texted me once and I didn't reply. I felt bad that I quote-unquote turned my back on her and texted her asking how things were going, and I did not get a reply. My brother-in-law broke down and told me that she is leaving in a month unless he can change. Okay, this is quite a bit. I asked her what her conditions were, and all she could tell him was that she doesn't spend enough time with her or his kids, and they never go anywhere. What? Every day since then, she is pointing out different things that he does wrong. And so she's looking for a way out. She's pointing out different things that he does wrong. And then the next day, he does what he can to fix the issue, only for her to bring up another issue. He's a dog chasing a bone. Since she gave him an ultimatum, he took the family to an amusement park for a fun day. He bought her a new dishwasher because she complained about the old dishwasher. He's cleaning the house. He told him the other morning, he gave her a kiss and told her he loved her, and she said okay. I think he told her, his brother, that. He asked her if he could take her away for her birthday, and she told him she didn't want to go. He asked her to go to marriage counseling, and she refused. She told him she's looking for an apartment and only wants to take her clothes and their spare car. Okay. She really wants a divorce. She told him the kids can decide who they live with. They are 10 and 13. They are distancing themselves for the rest of the family. He is refusing to cancel this birthday party, which is only 5 days before the date she told him that she's leaving. I'm not sure what the right thing to do is anymore. I think she needs help mentally, and counseling is the only thing that could help in this situation. I have become the sounding board for my brother-in-law, mother-in-law, and my husband, and it's exhausting. Part of me wonders if telling him about the quote-unquote texting friend would give him what he needs to leave, what he needs to let her leave. How do I help and not make things worse?
At this point, I would say tell him.
You think?
Yeah, I think tell him, because he's asking her to like salvage this relationship and plan this party. And this marriage is not going to work. It doesn't work out with this other dude that she's having an affair with. Like, she wants out, clearly. And she wants him to make it easier for her, because she's too much of a coward to say, I've been cheating on you. It's actually not you. It's all of these other, right? Like, she's really being sort of a dick, I think. Like, saying it's all these things. This is just based off of the we think she's cheating situation, you know?
Yeah.
But this is, I would say at this point, he needs to know. Here's why I'm not interested in responding. I'm not interested in cultivating a relationship. She's treating you like garbage. This is what we learned. This is what we saw about the text messages. You don't even have to, like, I mean, you could just tell him and then do with it what you will. You know, you don't necessarily have to say you researched it. But at this point, I think I would come clean, because he's trying to double down on this and he doesn't have all the information.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, she's making him feel like shit. And he might then decide he still wants to make it work even with this knowledge. But then at least you'll know he is making it from an enlightened place if he wants to make it work, versus he's really working hard for this and he doesn't know. You know,
so
then you don't like really support him working hard for it. But if he knows and he decides to stick and try to make it work, then you kind of got to support him, right? Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
What's your thought?
Yeah, something's got to give, because he's trying so hard to save this and she's trying so hard to not.
Right. And also making it his problem. She wants him to be like, the bad guy, instead of just, you know, dealing with it and saying, look, I don't want to be married to you anymore. And it has nothing to do with you. I found someone else.
Yeah.
And dealing with the shame and guilt and whatever is coming up for her around that.
She's not owning anything.
And she's not owning anything. She's trying to make this guy the bad guy. And that's why I think he needs to know.
So another option is to have, so it's not all just on the listener who wrote this, and like, cause she doesn't like to be in the middle, but like, sometimes part of being a family is you're spun up in this, you know?
Well, and I'm not also, I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love you, dear listener, but if you didn't want to be in the middle, you wouldn't have researched all of this and then written into us about it, right? Like, there's a part, like a human side of you that's like, I kind of do want to be in the middle.
Yeah.
But now you're sort of stuck with, you don't know where to go. So your brain is saying, I don't want to be dealing with this, but you kind of do.
You don't want to hurt
people. And also, so do I. Don't stop filling us in. Right?
I want to I want to be very much spun up in this.
Hey, I have an idea. Give us the brother's number and we'll let him know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give us right in the middle.
Give us the sister-in-law's number. We'll give her a ring.
Yeah, we'll give her a little dial-up.
But what I was thinking is, okay, the mother-in-law's already kind of stepped in because she talked to the sister-in-law about the asking about why are you making all these calls to this number. Yeah. So I think potentially you have a family meeting where you have the mother-in-law, you and your husband and your brother-in-law. So the only person okay. not included is the sister-in-law.
Yep.
And y'all three give him the download so that he's hearing it not just from you.
Okay, but the only thing, do you think he might feel a little attacked?
Maybe, but maybe that's what it takes. This is, I think it could be time for an intervention. He's like, he's not reading, he's not getting the message. You know, she's like trying to get an apartment and he's trying to plan a surprise birthday party for her.
Right.
And like, I also think it could pack more punch with his brother and his mom versus you.
The sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Yes, except for, she said he's been coming to her. So it sounds like he does value her.
He's, yeah, sure, value. But like, I'm just thinking intervention. Like, this is like, I think if you really want to help him, like, for sure, have a conversation with him. But also, if you don't want to be the one running point on all this and taking the brunt of it all, like your husband and your mother-in-law can also, you guys can be a united front. Just be like, these are the things. So he can get out of, he's in denial. He's in total denial. And he doesn't know the half of it.
But if you do it intervention style, it has to be very loved, because my guess is he's been getting his confidence hammered.
Yeah.
And he's starting to feel really insignificant and small. And that's probably why he's fighting for this relationship so hard.
Yeah.
And the last thing he needs is to feel like his family doesn't support him or thinks that he's stupid or is trying to tell him what to do or whatever. Like, it has to be very loving and fully supportive, right? Like, if he decides that he wants to continue to make it work, you guys have to support him. Otherwise, I think that that's going to have the reverse where he feels even lower. Like, now even my family doesn't trust me or like me or whatever. Like, I just, I've seen where if people are in sort of, it doesn't even have to be an abusive relationship, but like these sort of volatile relationships where you start questioning your value, and then before you know it, you start believing that you can't deserve, that you don't deserve any better, or, you know, I just wonder how his confidence is to be tolerating all of this and still bending over backwards. Like, there's gotta be some sadness going on for him.
For sure. For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So just like tiptoe around it. I think you're right about his mom and his sister and them being there and stuff, but just
have a plan and be thoughtful about it.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. And maybe just keep it factual.
Right. And not like, this is what we think you should do.
Yeah.
We wanted you to know she's been cheating, but just like,
yeah,
here's what we saw.
Yeah.
And we just want to make sure you have all the facts as you're trying really hard. We support you either way, but this is just what we saw and we're a little suspicious or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Do you have any on deck or should we?
Well, I saw this one. This one.
I'm laughing. I don't even know what
the most urgent two sips, all in caps, SOS, SOFs, SOS, all caps. Hey, ladies, should I buy the Charmin toilet paper for $13.69 or Cottonelle for $12.99? Thanks. I'll wait at the store till I hear back.
She's still there. She's still there. This is weeks
ago. She's still there. And so we had to get to this one.
She's been sleeping.
And the truth is, I think Charmin has better marketing.
Mm.
So I would go with Charmin.
Charmin or what was the other one?
Cottonelle.
Mm.
I feel like Charmin, you know, it's got those little bears in the commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what, I can't picture what toilet paper feels like on my hands or my bum right now.
Right.
I can only go off what I know, and my association is the bears, and that's a cute little commercial, and they also talk about, like, you don't need a whole bunch of roll, right? The bears are, the little bears are taking them all, and the mama bear says, no, 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 you don't need that much.
Sweetie. Oh, wow. I can't even picture any of this. You know what my problem is? So, I don't buy Premier toilet
Kirkland
paper.
You want, the answer Costco. Is leave there and go to Costco.
All I buy is Costco.
That's all we have to.
In fact, there's some times where, like, very rarely, where for some odd reason we don't have Costco. I can't remember the last time we didn't have Costco, but sometimes, you know, where you're like, you can't get to Costco, and then
well,
you're
the
like
beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
Costco was wiped out.
And then when you have the Premier toilet paper, you're like, wow, you know.
I didn't realize what I was missing.
But toilet paper, does anyone buy? They must, because they're still in business.
They're still in business.
Like, I don't know,
if you insult me, if I go into your house and you have single ply toilet paper, 100% I'm judging you. Yeah. Don't be doing single ply.
No. Never.
Don't be doing it. We were just at this rental in Long Beach and they gave you two rolls of like nice toilet paper. Mm. And then it was backup was the single ply.
Yeah.
And luckily we only had that for about half a day. I was about to go on by my own. I hated it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hated single ply. I went to, when I used to work at Enterprise, I moved up to this branch where it was a male branch manager. I was the assistant manager. And then the only other guy was a small branch. So it was one other guy. So two guys there, and they bought single ply toilet paper. And I remember like the director coming in and I made a comment. He was like, you know how things are going, blah, 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 whatever. And it came up that it was single ply. And he was like, so? And
whoa.
I was like,
whoa.
Do you not
so?
Understand the value?
So?
Do you not understand the working conditions I'm in right now? This is unworkable. It's absolutely unbelievable what you're putting me through. And he was like, so? You know, just like it was no bit like blasé, no big deal.
You know what it sounds like to me? A lawsuit.
That's exactly right. 10 years later, I'm suing the asshole.
I have ass problems because of this asshole.
I've got ass problems because of you. So, yeah.
All right. I got something on deck.
Okay.
I love when people send us like rapid fire stuff.
Yes.
And would you rathers. So this is from our girl, Erin Taylor, who I love. Erin, what's up? Hi, call. Here's some more rapid fire questions for you guys. Hopefully they make some pods easier once baby girl comes. Thinking of you and sending love. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
That's so nice. Okay. And here they are. King or queen bed?
Oh, that's a question? King.
Okay. Same. But in our last house, we had a small house.
Yeah.
And our room could not fit a king bed.
Uh-huh.
It would have made the house buckle, you know? Like it just wouldn't have worked. So
would have made the house buckle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just collapse in on itself. Ooh, what happened there? King bed. House couldn't accommodate. Okay, yeah. So
sausage casing, you know? So now we have this bigger house where we can have a king bed.
Luxury.
And we've been in here for a couple years now, and I still think, how did we go, what was it, almost a decade?
Yeah.
In a queen bed.
Right? Yeah.
Especially this go around being pregnant, thinking about being pregnant in the queen bed last time.
Yeah.
With the pregnancy pillow, with both of us.
Yeah.
If you're anyone and your house is big enough and you're still in a queen bed with your spouse, burn it today.
Do you know what this is like? This is like if you've been using single ply toilet paper your entire life and you don't know that double ply exists. You're like, this isn't bad. It still gets me clean. I gotta use the whole roll to do it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone introduces you to double ply and you think, this has been happening this whole time?
I don't know how
I could have been living large this whole time.
I don't know how we did it.
Yeah.
I love the king bed being so far, like we're so far away.
Oh, the room?
A whole arm's length.
Oh, it's huge.
I lift up my head. I'm like, is Chris in bed or not in bed? I don't know. It's too far away. I can't see that far.
Chris,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. We ask each other every night, what was the favorite part of your day? You know? And then in the queen bed.
Do you have to do it on the cell phone? Because it's so far apart.
The queen bed.
Call each other.
Our faces were pressed to each other.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
All I had to say was, hey. And he's right there.
Yeah. He feels the vibration of your
He
feels your vibration of your body talking before he even hears you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then now it's like
it's a phone call. It's a walkie-talkie situation.
Walkie-talkies. Yeah. All right, favorite fruit.
Okay. This is hard.
Wow. This is the one that stumps you.
So many fruits just pop in my brain. I literally at my
you
first thought
broke
was like peach
Ashley.
And then it was watermelon and then it was strawberry. I love them all. I really
okay. Well, I'll go first.
What?
I'll go first.
Go ahead then.
No, do you have one? You said the only, it seemed like you were stumped.
I was going to say the only one that, only fruit that I can think that I don't like is papaya.
Oh, papaya. Oh, that's an armpit.
Yeah. That is disgusting. Yeah. But
does
every
anybody
other fruit,
like papaya? Anybody?
My sister. My little sister.
No.
She's vegan. And I asked her, because we got the green papaya salad. We ordered Thai. We got green papaya salad. And I was like, what is this? It's so good. And she was like, it's unripe papaya. And I was like, what? This is delicious. And I said, have you ever had ripe papaya? It's disgusting.
Oh.
And she said, yes. When I went to Costa Rica, I ate it every day, all day. That's all I ate. And I loved it so much. And then I kicked her out of the house. And I said, don't ever speak to me again.
You're not my sister.
You're not my sister.
This is when I knew you're not mine.
Yeah.
We can't be related.
We're not related.
But what's your favorite? You have to pick one.
Okay. The absolute perfectly ripe, juicy, but not too juicy, not mealy, not fall apart all over, nectarine.
Ah, I thought you were going to say pear. Because that is exactly how I would describe the perfect pear.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like Asian pears.
Oh.
Love them.
Oh. Oh.
So pear is your favorite?
Pear.
I never, ever would have guessed that about you. Apparently. If you would have said, I'll give you 100 guesses to guess what my favorite fruit is, pear would have been 101.
You know, the thing is, though, I'm not a real big fruit gal in general.
Interesting.
I'm not like seeking fruit out.
I am.
You know? Hardcore. I'm not like, oh, give me the fruit. You know?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Like, oh, I like my fruit. God. I love fruit, but I don't seek fruit out. I need fruit in my life.
That's fine. I do.
Okay. If you had to give up one piece of technology, what would it be? TV, phone, computer, walkie-talkie. I'm not giving up my phone. I'll tell you that much right now.
I think TV. Because you can still watch shows on your iPad and stuff.
I'm going computer.
What?
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Oh, my God. What?
Well, I just looked at that
list
and I thought, what's the thing I use the least?
You're also giving up your job then.
No, we'll find a way.
How?
Okay, maybe I will give up my job. That doesn't sound so bad. But I think about, I'm on my phone all the damn time.
Yeah.
No one's going to take my TV away from me. And I can't think of a single other piece of technology that can play in that same space. That I can't say like, oh, I'll give up my electric toothbrush.
Take away my iron. Is that?
Yeah.
That's a piece of technology.
But so I think we got it. These are like the heavy hitters.
The heavy hitters.
Yeah.
I think I think TV, because I can still watch it on my iPad or my phone.
And you had a big statement the other week where you said, I like books now instead of TV.
Yeah.
So it's not really going to hurt you. Can't hurt you.
That actually feels like that feels fun.
It's liberating.
Get rid of all the TVs. Feels like a good time. Okay.
Wow, that made me anxious. Is she down? Chris. He just put a little L bell down and he gave me the monitor because he's got to run out the door.
Okay.
Will you wait till your kids are a certain age to allow them to get a piercing, ear, nose, belly button?
No.
I don't think I've ever given this any thought. You won't wait. If Revy said, I want my belly button.
Well, she already has her ears pierced. She wanted her ears pierced and I said yes. So.
Yeah, I don't think I'll wait either.
I have to say no to that.
You know?
Right. Now, nose or belly button, probably that's a different discussion than ears to me. Facial piercings, because they also leave scars. Like if she decides that she wants to get her nose pierced now or her eyebrow pierced now, and then later, like there is, you know, a scar, there's a mark. Belly button feels a little, not promiscuous, but like for a 13-year-old to have it, it just feels a little like, we don't need to be we don't need to be showing that off.
No.
You know?
You're right. Yeah.
But ears, I mean, ears don't belong in that category.
Yeah.
So it's a yes and a no.
Yeah.
Depending.
Yeah. I was going to do an ad and then come back to this.
Oh.
And I know we don't do the transitions anymore, but I
have one.
Well, it doesn't really work. I was going to say, you know what? I won't wait for them to do. I won't wait to get my kids in therapy. Because it's never too early to take care of your mind. Okay? It's a really important part of you.
It's the most important part.
Think about how well you take care of things like your cars, you know, but what if you had to keep the same car your entire life? That's how our brains work. So why do we, why don't we treat them that way?
Wow. You're selling this hard.
Okay. No, listen, you guys, for real, BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I absolutely love the idea and the concept and this partnership of online therapy because it really helps remove the barriers to getting resources and help and an experience that helps keep and support a healthy brain, a healthy life. Okay.
Yeah. The way that I think about like you don't do a workout or even work out for a month and then be like, oh, I'm good for the rest of my life. Like our brain is also like that. The way that I think of taking care of your mind is the same way that we should be taking care of our, right? Get out and do your daily exercise, get out and move your body or whatever. Also exercise your mind, talk to someone who is, you know, trained and these are at BetterHelp. They are, they changed their talking points here. So I don't have all the words in front of me. But they are trained therapists, right? Is that why you were laughing?
This is what happened to me. I got all turned around here. Okay. And you looked at me like, Cole, we're driving a little loose, so you took the wheel.
I was like, wait, I'm not, the alignment seems to be off on this car. It's a little rickety. But you guys know, I have used BetterHelp. I go online, take a quiz, talk about what kind of therapy I'm looking for, what's going on in my brain. It'll match me. It gives you like 25 different options. Well, it gave me like 25 different options for therapists. I can go through, click into their profiles, male, female, old, young. This is what they specialize in or whatever. Pick one, schedule with one. And if I don't jive with them or their schedule doesn't jive with my schedule, then I can easily switch and it's all done from the comfort of my own home. So that has been super beneficial for someone like me who values her time, but also values her mental health. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/sip. That's BETTERHELP.com/sip.
Oh, yeah. Good. Let's leave
it. It's good.
Let's let it ride. See what happens.
I mean, laughter is also good for your mental health.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totally. Okay. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
If I only had to choose one, it would be pepperoni. But my favorite right now is pepperoni, pineapple, and peppercini. I like that combo.
Ooh, that's...
I know you don't like pineapple on pizza, but...
I certainly don't, but I respect it. That's Chris's favorite as well. We went to Oven and Shaker last night.
No, you didn't.
We did. We had that.
You did. Tell me how good it was.
We sat out on the patio with Ben and Elbel, and we had spicy salami with honey drizzle. They have... meatballs in vodka sauce, which has become part of my staple order. Their salads, outstanding.
Yeah, their salads are unreal.
Dynamite.
They also have, I like, I can't remember
pineapple train wreck.
That's what it's called.
That's your drink.
One. Pineapple train wreck. Yeah. I was going to say.
Every time I'm there and I see that, I think about you.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what Ashley should be here. No, I ordered an old fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been a minute since I've had a proper old fashioned.
Yeah, and they do it right there.
It was delicious. It was a perfect weather. It was great. So favorite pizza topping for me, I guess I'm going pepperoni as well because
it's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. That's hard to screw up. But also like to get technical, I guess, if a place doesn't have enough sauce, that's a problem for me. And I don't know if sauce is considered a topping. Like,
yeah,
you know, or I don't know how technical we want to get. Yeah.
You know when you have like a sweet tomato sauce?
Yeah. I like the just, like simple, pure. Yeah. It's got to be just tomato. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that might actually trump pepperoni for me if we're considering that a topping. Because if that's off in some way, the whole thing's
especially a mess because for you me. Can do. Sometimes they're like olive oil pizzas or white sauce pizzas stuff. So I would say marinara sauce could be considered a topping.
Okay. Okay.
And in that sense, that also trumps pepperoni for me.
Yeah, change. You're on board.
I agree. Okay. Marinara sauce.
Creamy or chunky peanut butter?
Chunks.
Really? You answered that 100%. So fast.
100% chunky peanut butter. Mm. Chunkier the better.
Do you have peanut butter a lot? Are you a toast gal daily in the morning? Really?
No, not a toast gal, but I have it on a spoon or in my shake or on, like I make a little Shakeology pudding concoction thing and I'll put that oatmeal. You know, and of course the standard English muffin, but I probably have peanut butter every single day.
English muffin with peanut butter is a top tier situation.
That's an A-list star.
Hard to beat.
You know what I like?
Oh, go on.
Peanut butter on a cinnamon raisin English muffin.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I like.
I'm on board. Okay. I see we're leveling up here. Wow, show off.
Leveling up here. Yep.
I'm going creamy, dude.
Explain why. Explain
why. Actually spit out her beer.
I almost did.
I don't have an explanation for you other than I like it.
Texture?
I just like it. I like smooth, creamy. But I am a toast gal. I like sourdough toast with butter and then creamy peanut butter.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my situation. I don't know. I want to be surprised. I have chunky peanut butter in the pantry. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll chunk it up and I'll do that. And then I eat it. And I'm like, I don't know. I've got a nutty thing in my mouth.
God, these nuts in my mouth are really killing the vibe.
It's a damper.
It's a damper on the situation. I want basically all nuts and a little bit of cream in my mouth. You know what I mean? Like just a little bit of cream, mostly nuts. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Is there more?
Favorite type of apple. We really went.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I would have said Honeycrisp, but when we were just, again, in Long Beach last week, my sister served us an apple that was so freaking good. And I was like, what did you put on these? These are so delicious. And she's like, nothing. That's just the apple. I was like, they're so sweet. She took a picture of it. It is called a cosmic apple.
What?
I've got to look for it. I don't know if they exist near me or if it's just a California thing. Cosmic apple is now my favorite apple.
Whoa.
Better than Honeycrisp.
This has nothing to do with apples, but have you tried or heard of the cotton candy grapes?
Yes.
Those are legit.
Those are really good. My problem with the cotton candy grapes is most times when I get them, they're soft and squishy and I like a firm grape.
Yeah.
So I have to like freeze them. Yeah. They got a snap.
Yeah.
I think I've only had like firm, snappy grapes once.
Yeah.
But the flavor is really good. So I like freeze them and then I'll eat them.
Yeah.
You know, to try to like.
You gotta have a juice explosion in your mouth.
I need it to, I really need in my mouth. See the last comment about peanut butter. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't have like a favorite apple. I'm just gonna come out with it. You know what my favorite type of apple is? Baked in like a strudel. Okay. Like
a dessert apple. And so then in that case, you need a Granny Crisp.
A Granny
Crisp? A Granny That is so on brand for me. When I don't know the name of something, but I act so as if confident. I do with full confidence.
Oh, you need a Granny Crisp.
Sorry? I know exactly what you mean, Colleen. It's the Granny Crisp. Yeah. So, you need, but you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. You know what I do with apples?
What?
Because I go to Costco and I buy them in the bulk pack of pre-sliced, where you get like little packages so that you don't have to cut up an apple each time. Because I'm like, this way I'll eat more apples if they're perfectly packaged and just grab and go.
Well, no wonder you don't like apples.
Then I let them rot in my fridge. And it's this whole game I play with myself all the time. This time. Oh, I'm going to eat them this time. And then the next thing I know, they just have like weird, saucy. They're like
slimy. Yeah, they just turn slimy. You're like, well.
Yeah, well.
Toss them. So that counts.
That's my favorite apple game. Okay. Favorite fast food fries?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, easy. This isn't fast food, but top tier French fry is Red Robin.
I was just about to say.
With ranch.
I'll tell you what trumps all of that is the Cajun Tots like McMinimins, I think. Mm. No? Why don't you take a swallow?
I was just thinking.
There you go.
I was just thinking, no one's going to beat the Red Robin fry and then you pull that out.
No.
You got me.
Came over. Okay. But, I mean, that's kind of a little cheating the system because it's not really a French fry, but it is still a fried potato.
Right.
And there is nothing like the Cajun Tots at McMinimins.
No.
That's why McMinimins exists. It's certainly not for their service.
Are they only in Oregon?
I'll tell you who knows that.
The internet.
Minimins.
Yeah, McMinimins is kept in business by their tots.
Pacific Northwest, Oregon and Washington. Yeah, they're kept in business by. I mean, it's not their service. And it's not their beer and it's not their wine.
It's really nothing.
It's not their atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's the Cajun Tots.
Go-to salad dressing.
Balsamic.
I used to be ranch. Mm. Now, with the
glucose goddess.
I'm a vinaigrette gal.
Yep.
And I have become mildly obsessed with salads I make at home. With red wine vinegar.
I have some of that in my cupboard. I need to get on board with that because I think balsamic has more sugar.
Yeah.
I love
little red wine vinegar with olive oil, a little bit of Dijon, garlic, salt and pepper, and a little Parmesan. Whisk, 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 whisk. And then boom.
Bam.
Anything you put in it's going to be delicious.
I never think about that. I have a lettuceless salad every day these days. I think we should boycott lettuce.
I'm in.
That's a hot take.
Yeah. No, I'm in.
We'll just do just the toppings.
Yep.
But I forget to put mustard in my dressing.
Yeah.
That is a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
I need to do. Little Dijon.
Little Dijon.
Yeah.
All right.
If you could be on the show Wife Swap, who would you swap with? I think we would have to. We would just have to.
I've never seen that show. So like
you just swap spouses and then you just see what happens.
Oh.
And they record it. You don't bone.
Yeah.
You just swap.
But you just see like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How the other.
I don't live. Think. I think the answer would be that we would have to do it. And then.
Yeah. I think you and I would swap. And I think Chris and I would have a great time. And you and John would have the ship running smooth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree.
You'd have all your T's crossed really and your clean. I's dotted.
Yeah. Huh? Things would be really clean.
It'd be very clean.
Yeah.
It'd be very efficient and organized.
Yeah.
And Chris and I would be running in a tornado but having a great time.
You'd have a lot. You'd have a lot of fun.
We'd be looking up coupons and stuff.
Yeah, Chris. Save money. You know what Chris told me the other night? He said, I think that once every couple months, John and I should have the opportunity to come on the podcast and clear up whatever we think needs to be cleared up to air our side. And I was telling him the story about the letter that I didn't write him on our wedding day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I told that story on the pod. And that might be FYI if you see that on the internet. Sometimes I kind of warn him like, hey, there's going to be a reel that you're going to see. And I talk about you and don't worry about it. You know, I just kind of.
Yeah.
Whatever. And that's what it prompted us. I think John and I need the opportunity. And I said, well, you're welcome. You have an open invite.
We've invited you for years.
He had a funny idea of that him and John should start the podcast and just pretend, like do the intro and pretend that they were like, welcomed, you can sit with us. I'm Colleen, I'm Ashley. But it's clearly John and Chris talking.
Them.
And just, but I'm like, the thing is you're not doing it in front of a live audience.
So it's a delayed gratification. We can't see their reaction.
Ben's home. Oh. He just came up to the window. Maybe I'll get him to say hi.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a couple more. And then, and we got to land the bird already, which is crazy. Which is just crazy. How many times have you gotten caught speeding and gotten out of a ticket?
I have gotten probably, I'm thinking 3.
Okay.
Speeding tickets?
Yeah.
I think?
Yeah.
I'm thinking one on the way when I was in college. Well, I got one speeding ticket when I was, remember I told this story, I think I was 16 and I didn't. Remember I was going 90 on the highway at like 2 a.m. because I don't think cops, I've never seen a cop on the highway.
Yes.
So that was my first one. But then I went to like the traffic school or whatever. So that was when I was 16. Then I got one in college when I was driving from Eugene to Ashland to see, I don't know if he was my boyfriend at the time or he was going to be my boyfriend or whatever, but see him. And then one after college. And then I just got one in our neighborhood here.
Oh.
So I guess four.
Yeah.
Never gotten out of one, ever.
Yeah. I've gotten a ticket for speeding once. I was going like 50 and a 35. Just totally not even thinking about it. Yeah. I just got a massage and I was like,
you were just cooked. Relaxing. You were vibing.
You know, I was vibing, listening to music, sunny day, just whatever. And then I got a ticket for changing lane without waiting enough time to then change into the next lane.
Yeah.
But I still to this day.
That's a cop on a bad day. That's an asshole.
Didn't sit right with me because I didn't zoom over. I wasn't like,
wait.
I was like,
right. Not enough time or space. Yeah.
And I was going wedding dress shopping with my mom. So it wasn't even like, you know, it was like her and I were in the car and then they pulled me over for that. But I have gotten out of tickets. I missed a stop sign, like a residential area. I was in high school and I was like applying for jobs. I was just making a circuit in, going to every Starbucks, you know, trying to get into Starbucks, but you don't get into Starbucks in high school. Right. They hire like career people. Starbucks is like a career.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah, that's true. I guess you don't really see high schoolers there. That's true. I never thought about that.
I was like using MapQuest paper.
Yeah.
And then I just was looking down at the MapQuest and just kind of slowly, it was like a 25 mile an hour zone that I just like went through the stop sign and the cop pulled me over. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to apply for jobs. And I had like my resumes and my things. And he just was like, he just looked at me and he's just like, you're pathetic. He didn't say that, but that was his eyes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He's like, you're never going to get hired at Starbucks. Just drive more careful. Bye.
Get hired at Starbucks.
You pipsqueak.
Drive more careful.
Yeah.
There was another time I got pulled over on the highway. So here's the thing, guys. I learned how to drive from my dad, who is not a great driver. My sister has gotten an immense amount of tickets. I don't know how, probably 15 at this point in her life. She had like 8 at one point in high school, like 8. We were like, you're going to get your license suspended. So I was driving on the highway and I was doing my makeup.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, no, don't do that. It's not safe. But the cop pulled me over because he didn't know what I was doing. And as he walked up to the window, he was like, oh, because I had mascara on one lash, but not on the other.
Giveaway.
And he'd let me go, but he was just like, I could tell, you know, I didn't know what was going on. It seemed like you were distraught, whatever. And he's like, this is what you're doing. Just, hey, don't cut your makeup while you're driving.
Yeah.
So that was, I guess that's one time, but that wasn't a speeding ticket. That was just, curiosity got the cat on that one.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, what the hell's that girl doing?
What on earth?
Also, isn't it the one of – let's talk about the most relieving feelings in the world. One of them is when you get pulled over and you're terrified, right? That's not the feeling. And then the cop, he goes back and he takes all the stuff and he does all the due diligence. And then he comes back and he says, I'm going to let you off with a warning. And you feel like God.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You're floating.
You're floating.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
best day.
The light, the heavens have parted. There's light shining down on me. And then you don't have to tell anyone about it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I remember telling my parents the first time I got in a car accident.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I remember the anxiety because it was a minor fender bender. But it was someone ahead of me was turning right. And then I was going to go right after they went right. And I thought they had turned.
Right. This and is then, classic.
So I went right. I scooched up and then boom.
And you're looking there and they're still there.
They're there and the thing. And I remember going home and I was like, I was in tears the whole way home. Like, I got to tell my parents. I just got, I hit a car. It was my fault. All these things. Yeah. And I remember I had built it up so bad. And their first thought, they're like, are you okay? You know, and now I know that, like, they weren't
and you were all
mad at
up,
me. Accidents happen.
Yeah.
But I remember that.
That's a common one.
Yeah.
My stepmom did that. And that is why, so I always watch out for it because she did that. She thought the car went, you know, because you're looking to turn right on the red or whatever. You think the car goes. So you're looking, you start going, car didn't go,
car
wham,
didn't
bam,
go.
Oopsies, ma'am.
Boom.
Boom. Car goes boom.
Matching socks, yay or nay?
Nope. Don't
you care. Don't match them? You renegade.
And I trained Revy that matching socks are a waste of time.
Wow. You literally.
If it's easy, I'll dump a pile out. And if it's, oh, these match. I mean, I am wearing matching socks at the moment, but I wonder if there was a study ever done on how much of our lifetime is spent matching socks when it's really irrelevant.
Okay, but do you match, like, do they have to be similar in texture?
Oh, yeah, they've got to be. It's just like the colors don't necessarily need to match. But like, so okay. Like, I have like a pack of Nike no-shows, right? And all the swooshes are different colors. So they're all like the same sock, just different color.
They're in the same family.
I'm not wearing a no-show and then these mid-calf ones.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better about you.
Yeah. No, they have to be in the same family.
You know what I like is how Chris approaches it. Is he doesn't buy multiple kinds of socks.
John does the exact same thing.
He buys the same
like one kind
sock. He has no-shows and then he has shows.
Yep.
And they're the same.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't have to fuss around with this.
That's what John said. He's like, I've why got are a you real buying
problem because
this?
I don't get rid of socks enough. So yeah. I have a stock storage. I need to purge a lot of socks.
You need to purge
and then
socks.
We have thing. I buy socks that are fun. Like I buy like Bombas and things that have very loud patterns and they're all different. And you lose one and then that whole set goes to.
But then you also kind of hold on to the other one in case that one shows up.
The hope of it all.
You're holding out hope.
I got a bucket of matching socks folded. And then I have next to it a little pile of orphans.
That have been, some of them have been orphaned for months or years.
And I keep it there.
But just in case.
It's got to be somewhere.
You never know.
Yeah. What if it shows up looking for its friend?
And that's my worst nightmare. I throw the sock away.
And then the next
day. And then I say, oh, here's that sock.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. Too late.
Too late.
Yeah. Okay. How often do you floss?
I would say twice a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Why?
I don't.
They say
that
every
much.
Single day.
I know. I use the water flosser, but I need to hard floss more. I hard floss sporadically when I think about it. Where I'm like, oh, I should hard floss, and I don't have a. You know.
I have fake teeth,
so it's fine. You can't. F them up.
No, but the reason that I floss is because I feel like these were expensive.
Ah.
And if I F them, he said, you got to floss, you got to take care of them, right? And if I F them up, then what happens?
Yeah.
I got to pay more or I got to get a whole new set. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I try.
Okay.
To floss. My goal is every day, but twice a week.
Who do you text the most? Is it John?
Or my assistant, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably John and Kara are tied. I've got my pinned conversations are you, John, Kara, my sister, and then our old nanny, which I could probably unpin my sister and our old nanny now because there was a time when Cerise made that transition and I became her lawyer.
Yeah.
Unasked for, right? I had those conversations pinned because it was all day, every day. But
yeah, this is a good question. Who's your pinned? Who's your pinned?
Well, that's
Chris
I
is
definitely.
I know, but I'm going to reply with my pinned.
Okay.
Because I think I'm going to modify. I think for sure it's, I always say that. I think for sure, where it's like, okay, that is a wash.
It's for sure. It's for sure. Right.
Chris, I text the most. Runner up is my mom, which I love because
that is great.
It's nice. Like we check in with each other a lot. Like on text, how was your day? Tell about things. I send a lot of pictures.
That's very nice.
So, but my pinned conversations are you, my mom and dad, Chris, you and Chad is a pin.
Oh, that's a good one to pin.
And then I've got my friend Annie. I've got Annie and her husband and Chris. So that. And then I've got a whole.
Oh, wow. You've got a lot of pins.
I just pin away.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm texting someone more than once a week, they got to have a
pin. That's a good idea.
I've got a group that we do. Our friends, Lindsay, Brandon, Ryan, and Nikki are in a thing. And then Lindsay, Brandon, me, and Chris are in a thing. So I got a lot of pins in here. And I like
that. Yeah, you do.
I like that. Okay.
Makes me want to rethink my pins.
Yeah, you should. You should add some
more
pins.
Gotta get a few more pins up there.
Get some pins. And I, you know what I like about this, though? It's got to be what I hate to say this, show me yours again. You got to get at least one more so that it's symmetrical.
Or I can delete these two.
Or delete two. But I have 9, so it's perfectly, it's a square situation.
Yeah.
You
I'm
know?
I'm going to unpin our nanny. I'm going to unpin my sister.
Yeah.
Now I've got 3.
That's nice.
And I like the idea of pinning our merch. Because sometimes there's conversations that I have to go like search out, like our merch, messages with Chad, and even our messages with Kara.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to add 3 more. I'm going to do that same thing.
Yeah. Well, you already have, the thing I'll is find for you, you've already got me and Chad. So now you've got to find a third one.
I might then take some pins out and add it because I don't want to be, if I'm digging for a convo, that's a problem.
Right. It's a problem.
Pin it.
I got a pin. That's exactly what I need to do.
You know, the same rules here apply to things on your bathroom counter. If you're using it every day, it belongs on the counter. Okay. If you don't, you can dig for it.
What's Chris's philosophy on this?
I don't know.
How's his counter looking?
You know, I don't think Chris spends mental, I don't think he has any
This
angst.
Is what I'm saying. If we do wife swap, Chris and I's shit is going to look crazy. Like, neither one of us give a shit. I would every day, like I would say once or twice a week, I look at on my counter or in my medicine cabinet thing, you know, and I'm like, there is stuff in here I haven't used since we moved in 2020, two years ago.
Right.
Probably should clear it out.
Yeah.
That's for another day. And then I shut it and I walk away.
Yeah. But you guys are going to have a blast because that's just not going to bog you down.
We're going to be like Sarah, what's her name? Like Shel Silverstein, like Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout did not take the garbage out and it just like stacked to the ceiling and just like she just living her life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Chris and I.
Wow.
Okay. And it's going to be like that on our bathroom countertops.
Last two. If you had to change your first name, what would you change it to? Does anyone tell you like you look like a...
I got a lot of Amanda.
Okay.
A lot of Amanda when I was younger.
Okay.
But I don't want to be an Amanda.
Mm.
I think I'd want to be like an Andy or a Jordan, like a boy's name.
Okay. I could see Andy, but also Ashley, Andy, like it's a similar vibe.
Similar. Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you think of one?
For you?
No,
or for me?
No, you.
I used to want to, I liked the name Lauren and people told me I looked like a Lauren, but
I could see you as a Lauren.
You know?
I could see it.
That's that.
When it comes to name regrets, I regret keeping, I think I've talked about this, keeping my middle name when I married John, keeping my middle name instead of, like I got rid of my last name and was Ashley Brooke Molstead. I wish I was Ashley Crawford Molstead. No Brooke. Because I have no attachment to Brooke, but I'm very attached to Crawford. So I wish I would have kept, like moved that as my middle name and kept Molstead.
You could change it, but what a hassle.
What a pain in the ass.
You know?
I know. I still can do it.
Yeah, you could.
And maybe I will.
Yeah.
But likely I won't.
Yeah, what a pain. Do you collect anything? Or do you have anything of sentimental value that's been like given to you that you like are the recipient of? So like
I am very bad at sentimental things.
Like what do you mean?
Like I don't take good care of things. Whether they're sentimental or not, I don't take good care of things.
They become slimy apples.
They become slimy apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
I know.
I have one milk pitcher from my great grandma, my great, great grandma. No, she's my great grandma. And it's from like 1908 or something like that. So I have that. I use it as a flower vase.
Nice.
She gave me other things. I don't know where they are or if they exist anymore. And people give me things. My parents will give me things like, oh, this is handed down. This
yeah.
is special.
Yeah.
And I think.
That's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
What are you giving me this for?
My grandma, so mine is tea sets or like tea cups. You know, my grandma, our thing was we would go get tea together. And then like for our wedding, she gave me like a whole set that her and my grandpa had like treasured. There's one thing when she died, there was a whiteboard that like you know, the whiteboards that go on the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can like write things on there,
like
little messages.
One. Yeah.
And I would write her a message when I'd go visit. Not all the time, but like, cause it was a thing that, so like I wrote her a message in middle school when I was in middle school that was like, Grandma, I love you so much or something. Grandma, Grandpa, I love you so much. She never erased it. She kept that on her refrigerator for decades until she died. Aww. So when she died, I was given that whiteboard, right?
Yeah.
So we moved into the new house and I took it up to my office and I set it. It was like with a couple of things that it was like categorized and it was like mm-hmm. leaning up against the wall. And I went to water a flower or a plant, right? You can see where this is going. It was a hanging plant. It overflowed, dripped, and erased the whole thing. And I thought, and I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Because it's like, my love for my grandma isn't in that.
It's not in the whiteboard. Right.
It's total bummer. But I didn't cry. It was like, you know what? It was like really cool. But like, and maybe it was a sign from her of like,
yeah.
Don't hold on. Don't hold on so tight to that. I don't know. Maybe I had to make it mean something for it to like, but she's not gone. She's everywhere. Definitely. She's not in that whiteboard.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. All right. With everything getting more and more expensive, ding, 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 I'm constantly looking for new ways to cut costs and find savings. That's why when it comes to buying my organic groceries and household goods, I'm all about Thrive Market. I love, love.
Yeah.
Thrive Market. Thrive you Market. Can go on to Thrive Market and you can shop everything, like anything and everything. You can throw a filter on there if you're like a gluten-free gal or if you're following like, you know, paleo eating or anything like that, right? It makes it really easy to find what you're after. They've got all the healthy pantry essentials from sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. And they're freaky fast with delivery. Like you add the things to your cart and then it just seems like, how do they have like teleportation? Right? It's like right. crazy it's how
freaking flies to your door.
Yeah. It's delivered right to your doorstep. But I love, it's like, I feel this way, same way like with Costco where I'm like, whoever's doing the sourcing and buying for them, they know what they're doing and they care. Because Thrive Market, you can tell that they carefully vet every product that they carry. So if you buy it and it arrives to your doorstep, you know that it's going to be good. So you can find savings on items that matter most to you. And you can find what you need because they have over 5,000 food, home, and beauty products, right? And that's a savings. Like when you buy from Thrive Market, you can save up to 30% off the best organic groceries. I love going in there and shopping for Ben too.
Yes.
Like, because I always am stumped with like what to get for a toddler. Mm-hmm. What are snacks, like crunchy snacks that aren't just totally processed junk. And junk and red terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done like the bonza noodles that you recommended from there. I love loading up on like good pasta sauces and things like that. So plus right now with gas prices, my gosh, saving time and gas by not having to make that trip to the store. You can buy everything you need online with the lowest price anywhere.
And if you find a lower price, they will match it, which is amazing. Yeah. I just went on and bought, the kids Clif bars. I don't know what they're, I think just the kids Clif bars. And we buy them all the time, get them at Costco, we get them at Target or whatever. And then I was online browsing the aisles of Thrive and I was like, oh, they've got these here. And they were, not only are they discounted because Thrive Market prices are discounted, but then they was even discounted on top of their already discounted price. And so I bought three big 18 bar boxes of them because it's like, this is a freaking, it's crazy. The prices are crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy. And we love them. Join Thrive Market today and get $80 in free groceries.
That's cool.
I know. That's thrive.com/sip to get $80 in free groceries. Thrivemarket.com/sip. That's thrivemarket.com/sip.
All right. Time to land.
Time to land the bird.
The bird.
What's your rant?
I have created a spawn. Name,
a spawn?
Name rhymes with Ben. A child. I've created
you mean hen?
Spawn. My spawn. Isn't that a word?
I know, but you said name rhymes with Ben.
No, it just is.
Aren't you supposed to do like name rhymes with hen?
No, that's part of the joke. It's like, I just said it. Name rhymes with Ben. I left nothing to be guessed there.
I've never heard the joke told that way.
Well, that's how I did it.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you've created a spawn.
Name rhymes with Ben. And in my job, one of the things that I do, and part of what I've always done in any job that I've had, is negotiation. Okay? And I've created, and I've talked about Ben's negotiation skills before, right, and they're leveling up. And I'd like to share the most recent negotiation from the other night.
Please so, tell.
And for those of you who are new here, the one I shared previously was Ben has a tactic where I'll pick him up from school or something, and he'll be like, "I want a fruit snack," right? I'll say, "Okay, we'll go home. We'll have one fruit snack," and then he says, "I want 5 fruit snacks."
Yeah.
Right. And I say 5. I always fall for it. 5 fruit snacks. And then he says, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and he did that with Chris this morning. Chris woke him up and Chris told me the story. So secondhand. And this is his standard tactic. But Chris said, "Hey, buddy, I made you breakfast. I got waffles downstairs." And you immediately see the gears turning. And now he knows fingers. You know, he knows 5 fingers, and then 2 hands is 10 fingers. And so he's looking at his hands and you see the gears turning, and he looks at Chris and he says, "I want 10 waffles." You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So last night, it was lately, bath time has been a little bit more of a struggle. And it's like, what the hell? Bath time's always like the best time. Why are we struggling with bath time? So we were out to dinner, and he's really into the car wash, really likes the car wash, right? Okay. And why wouldn't you? You go in, and it's a hell of an experience. It's a great time. You got the big whooshers and the colors and the splashes and the things.
Fun.
And, you know, he doesn't know that a car wash isn't just something you can't go through all the time. Like, we'll go through it. And he's like, again, you know, this is awesome. We don't, you know, but we don't have like unlimited car wash.
Encore.
It's not just something at our disposal whenever we want it to be. So he wants to go through the car wash. And we're thinking, no, we just got the car wash the other day because he asked for it.
Car wash
is
clean, but
you know, and we gotta figure out how to teach some of these things.
Yeah.
And then also it's like, hey, couple bucks entertainment. Why not? We're getting our cars washed a lot these days. And so last night we're going through the car, or he's asking to go through the car wash. And I'm thinking, wait, here's power, right? And it's something, sometimes it's like, hey, we're doing this because mom and dad said so, and we call the shots, like we're your mom and dad. And then other times I'm like, okay, he can be part of the solution. Like, let's use the gears of like how we're going to solve this problem. And so I said, all right, Ben, we can go through the car wash. But if we go through the car wash, when we get home, straight to bath and straight to bed. Because it's like, and I said,
no time.
Yeah. He said,
play or whatever.
Yeah. And then like I set it up. I was like, do we have a deal? Because that's the question. Do we have a deal? And he thought about it. And then he said, deal. Okay. So that's where we were at.
Nobody reneges on deals like toddlers.
Deal.
Is that where you're going?
Oh, yeah. So we get to the car wash. Swindlers. And you know how you line up the tire? So you're already in. He's got his part of the deal locked on lock, right? And he knows the guy comes in, we roll down the window, or all the windows rolled up. And I hear him, "Mommy, yeah, hun, car wash, milk downstairs, watch TV, bedtime." Renegotiation.
Hey, Mom, I've got a new idea.
A new idea. And I said, no, the deal's inked, dude. The deal's inked. Car deal's wash, inked. Bath time.
Yeah.
And then he took the TV out. He said, car wash, milk, bath time. And I said, oh, no, we shook on it. The deal's done. So my deal's rant inked. Is just this. Written I've stone. Got, I've met my match, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, and it's, who, and the thing is it makes me laugh.
Who it's won last night?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won because once we get to a deal, right, there's no more flexibility. He should have worked that in the beginning, and I'm teaching him how to be a better negotiator.
Yes.
You know, we should have worked that in the beginning.
Hey, Mommy.
Yeah.
You're going to want to kick me out of the car in the middle of the car wash.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, then you do your ask then.
He, the other night we were like doing the bedtime thing, didn't want to do bedtime. And I said, here are the options, bath and books or books only. Those are the choices. Mm-hmm. And he said, downstairs, you know, because that's where the that's where the party times roll, baby. And I said, that's not an option.
Yep.
That is not an option. So the next day, right, it's not, we're not anywhere close to bedtime. And he looks at me and he's like, I want to play downstairs. And I said, cool. And then he said, that's an option. And I said, you're right. And he said, it's a good option.
Wow. Yeah. You're like, you're not wrong, buddy.
Yeah. He's like, he had some unfinished business with
me. Right. Like, I just want to hear you say it, Mom. I just want to hear you say it. Say the words. This is an option and it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Buddy. What's your rant?
My rant is similar, I guess, along the lines of just like toddlerness of trying to do this proper negotiation, right? Because we are blessed. You and I are blessed. And we could, you could afford to go to the car wash every day, right? We can also afford to serve our kids meals every day, which is not like, I know that that's not everyone. I grew up, we did not have money at all growing up. And I don't think we were really, I don't remember my sister and I like really having the option to not eat dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like it was really like, oh, I don't want this. I'll just have something else. Or I'll just wait until, because now I'm like, so the point is all of this, the rant is how much food gets wasted.
Mm.
Because I serve the meals and I just think this is like, it breaks my heart a little bit because I feel like there are kids, literal kids that are starving right now. And, but they don't have, my kids don't have exposure to that, right? Like, right. I don't know how to teach them that. I don't know. So I serve them dinner and it used to be like, we used to ask them, what do you want? Now we give them a choice between two options. Like we used to say, what do you want for dinner? And now we say, okay, do you want pizza or do you want a hot dog or whatever it is, right? And then they choose their main thing and then we put the fruit and the veggies on the plate. And then they just don't eat it.
Yeah.
Most of the, I would say 85% of the time they don't eat. Or they'll eat like a couple bites or something. And then I'm like, okay, well that's, you know, or I want this. Nope, that's, we can try that another time, but this is what's on the menu tonight. Okay. So then a couple hours go by and then they're like, I want a bar. And I'm like, okay, here's your bar. Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's like, I just threw all of this food away.
Yes.
And, oh, and we go out to restaurants, right. And we order food for them and they like never eat it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's heartbreaking and maddening. And it's also confusing because I don't, you know, I don't know. And then also they have toys all the time. Like I picked Revy up yesterday and she's like, I want to go to this coffee shop. I want to go get donuts. And it's like, they give you this little thing of gluten-free donuts. There's like seven donut holes in it and it's $7.99. I was like, Rev, it's too expensive, babe. That's like a special treat. And she's like, okay, well then let's go to Target and get a toy. And I was like, we just got a toy in Long Beach. You just got a seal.
Okay, I have a backup plan, Mom.
Okay.
I got good news for you.
Target.
Yeah.
I was like, you just got a seal in Long Beach. And she's like, well, I want another one. And I think to myself, you have a whole goddamn playroom with toys that you don't play with and you don't take, you know, and then she'll randomly walk, Mom, where's this? I'm like, I don't keep track of your things.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where this remote is. Well, yeah, because you don't take care of your stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's also on me because we're like giving her, because it feels good to like be able to feed your kids and it feels good to be able to like gift your kids things that are going to make them happy, right? But then it's also like creating this like so much waste and it's really, again, it's not a kid problem. It's a parent problem and I just don't know the balance, but it stresses me out.
Yes.
It's hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the same boat, dude.
Yeah.
Ben will say, I want something new.
Right. And you're like, I know. And so then yesterday I'm like, I know, Rev, I get it. I want new things. There's all kinds of things I want that I can't have. And that's hard. That sucks. I get it.
You know what's also a thing? The internet is a tough place to be because it's like there's some answers and some options where it's like, hey, rotate the toys every week.
Right.
You know how much work?
Right.
That takes.
You're like, are you going to pay me? Is there a job
to rotate the toys every week? Like, that sounds good in theory, but like, what? You know, or like, hey, cook meals together. Like, involve your kids in cooking the meal.
Yeah, have you tried that?
Yeah,
have you tried that? Do you also serve that with a Xanax? Jeez. You know what I mean? It's stressful.
Yes, I'd love to be the poster parent, but
right.
We need an Instagram account for it's like kind of the normal people hacks.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like
we don't know if we're doing it right, but we're doing our best.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're just doing our best.
Yeah. Easy street.
Easy street.
Or just not even easy street, but like realistic.
Like, this street sucks, but I also chose to move in here, so I guess I'll stay.
Yes.
That's the street I'm on.
That's what we need. Okay. Do you have a rave? I don't know if I have a rave.
My rave is just Long Beach. So we talked in depth about this on Patreon, but I went to Long Beach, I have two sisters. I'm the middle. Both of them live in LA. One of them just got into med school in Miami, so she's moving there this month. And then my nephew, Callan, who you guys have heard me talk about, he's in LA. He just turned one. Well, he turns one. What day are you guys listening to this? He turns one on the 10th, but we celebrated a little early. 4th of July is my favorite holiday. I also saw my mom there. We rented the cutest little house. It was the perfect amount of time. The road trip was great. Like, I don't know what – I can't really say more here because I like dished completely on Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
But that trip will be a highlight for sure for – probably my life. I feel like it was just, it just had like high vibes.
Yeah.
The whole trip.
I love that.
It just felt very good.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. That's my rave.
Can my rave, I came on here weeks ago and I tore Old Navy a new one. I tore him a new one. I was like, okay, Old Navy, bye. I got to just, to be fair, I went into Old Navy the other day because it's like Ben needs some summer stuff, you know? And let me tell you, you spend $100 at Old Navy and you walk out with
an entire
bags full
new closet. You're right. You're so right.
It is insane.
Yeah.
You know, and you never buy anything full price at Old Navy.
Ever.
No.
Don't ever do it again.
You got to have like three stickers, sticker over the sticker over the sticker, because that's the price.
That's the one you want to shoot for.
$2.99. For a pair of pants, $6.99,
Down jacket.
This used to be $60 and now it's $7.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Or $12.99. Yeah. And we walked out with stuff for Ellie, stuff for me, stuff for just bags full.
Bags. Yeah.
But you got to be, you go and you got to keep your expectations. The silliest question is like, hey, do you have this in a large for a woman, for a female? There's no way. It's extra small, medium, and XXXL. XXXXXXX, because they don't have like large XL or like, you know, sometimes there's a big divide of like, right? It's just, do you want extra small or not?
Right.
Or extra.
Do you want extra small or not?
These are the choices. And just don't bother asking if they have any in the back or anywhere else. They don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
don't even know if they do, but they don't care.
No. They don't
care. It's irrelevant. We may have that. Guess you'll never know.
You'll never know.
Nor will I.
No.
I'm not going to go check.
No. And you got to shuffle. You got to rifle through things.
Yeah.
You know? But that's where the magic is. And I just, and I walked in and I, you know, the thing that's nice is I didn't have expectations or something that I needed. Because they couldn't beat me. They couldn't overwhelm me. Because I walked in and I thought, I'll just see.
You couldn't be let down.
No, I just thought, let's just see what they've got.
Yeah.
And for buying kids' clothes, when they just grow out of them so fast, Old Navy, man, that's where it's at.
I never think about Old Navy. I always go to Target. I never think about Old Navy because it's a little overwhelming to me.
Mm-hmm.
That whole shuffling through and it's an explosion in your face.
Yes.
Just a lot. And it's almost like on like when people say, oh, I shop at Ross. I just don't have the patience. There are like I see all the time where I ask people like, oh, my God, that's so cute. Where'd you get it? Ross or TJ Maxx or something like that. Or even Nordstrom Rack. Right. Yeah. But I just like they find these gold mines. But I don't have the capacity to rifle.
Yeah.
It overwhelms me.
Yeah.
So I never think of it. But you're right. I absolutely used to shop my face off. I don't even know if there's an Old Navy near me, but there used to be a ton near me in Beaverton. So I used to shop my face off at Old Navy.
Yeah. I left Old Navy and I thought
how much you could get for how little.
Oh. I mean, I walked out of there and I thought, I feel a little bad here because
right.
that was actually
sure
awesome.
You charged me correctly? Oh. Yeah. Because you had talked shit about
them. And now Ben's got the cutest stuff. Yeah. So cute. Nice, they have like just cute stuff.
Yeah. That makes me want to go to Old Navy.
Yeah. For kids, it's awesome. But yeah, just, you know. Okay. Okay, you guys. Tell a friend. Leave us a love letter. Tap the 5-star. Do all the things.
Do it all.
You can sip with us always. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
What more you can sip with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.